Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code CHRIS2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's CHRIS and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
Darknet, Hollywood's war against the digital generation. That was my best movie guy voice. Here, let me try it again. Darknet, Hollywood's war against the digital generation. That was no better. Was the look good? Okay, the look was good. Well, this is a book that was actually written by J.D. Lasica. And J.D., you might remember from his Gnomedex fame, as well as R Media, which he's now throwing himself full-time into. And, boy, you seem to have been doing this stuff for quite a while. Do you think you've yet hit the pinnacle of your career with this stuff?
I actually burned out a couple years ago. Nobody noticed, so, yeah.
So Darknet, this book's been out for close to 6 months to a year?
It came out last May. I just came back 5 minutes ago from a panel on Darknets, and somebody just came up to me and said it was the most passionate, emotional panel she'd ever seen. So I was really glad to hear that, because we had a very engaged audience of, you know, a couple hundred people. Almost every other person had their hands up because they had something to say on this topic, so people were really engaged on the idea of Hollywood needing to get off its butt and changing its business models and instead of force-feeding us DRM and all the stuff that we don't want, putting out some good digital content for people to acquire in legal ways instead of having to go into the darknet to acquire this stuff surreptitiously.
So Our Media, is that kind of a digital offshoot of Darknet?
I started Our Media with Mark Cantor actually a week after I turned in my manuscript for Darknet. And it was just sort of like a logical extension of what I was writing about in the book, so that I wanted to sort of practice what I was preaching and create some sort of online digital community where people could come together and discuss and create grassroots media. And so we're taking Our Media in some new directions this year. We want to be more of a learning center. We want to have people come together, creative artists and other people who can trade information, come to the site and feel that, you know, it's not just about watching stupid videos like you do on some of these other sites. It's something a little more deeper and meaningful.
So no stupid videos on Our Media. I almost said Darknet there.
Actually, there are a lot of stupid videos. But you know what? It's up to the audience to decide what's relevant to them and what they find entertaining, engaging, and informative. So we've got over 150,000 works of video and audio that people have uploaded. Our birthday's coming up on March 21st. We'll be 1 year old. And we're pretty proud. We've got about 85,000 members, and it just keeps growing virally through word of mouth, through podcasts like yours, people just recommending it to other people. So it's pretty cool.
So why would a user who, let's say, is recording video be interested in Our Media?
Free bandwidth, for one thing. We started out with a lot of video bloggers, and now podcasters have discovered us. And everybody's putting up their podcasts and video blogs just because, you know what, if you create a really compelling work of personal media, you shouldn't be penalized by your ISP and hit with these hundreds of dollars of bills for downloads that people make. So we let people just put their stuff up on our site. If they want to blog about it on their own site, or, you know, point to it. You know, people don't even have to know it's on Our Media. All they have to know is, you know, it's up in a place that's accessible to a global community.
So what kind of community traffic does an average file get, do you know?
What kind of? I didn't hear that.
Let me try to ask that question in a different way. Say I upload an audio file. I upload an audio file. How many people in your community are going to see it on average?
It depends on the audio or video.
So if I put sex in the title, it'll be like number one for like a couple of weeks?
That would help. Yeah, sex is good.
Can I quote you on that? Sex is good. Is that from J.D. Lasica?
I'm wearing a shirt and it says sharing is good on the back. So it's all good, man.
So sharing sex is good. Is this the message of Our Media?
That's exactly what we want to spread. Look, everybody on Our Media gets their own personal media page. You get to see how many people have come to your site, downloaded your stuff. There are some people who put up really shitty stuff, you know, that nobody wants to see, but there are other people that it's become real compelling and viral, and, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of people have downloaded and listened to the stuff. So I know I've got a real eclectic kind of listening habit, so I, you know, even your stuff sometimes shows up on my iPod, so... So you never know what's going to be appealing to different kind of audiences.
Sorry about that, our stuff showing up on your iPod. We're kind of viral that way.
It's cluttering up the whole damn thing. So, Chris.
Well, happy to do that. So Darknet, the book, Our Media, the web project. What else do you have going on, JD?
I'm actually working with a new company called Outthink, and we're doing something called mashups. So we just got permission from six different independent music labels to use works from their artists in a video mashup that that I and about six other video bloggers have just put together in the last 2 days. And we're going to be unveiling it on Wednesday at an IOTA Independent Online Distribution Alliance event, where people can actually see the kind of really creative uses you can make with copyrighted music by putting, you know, like public domain stuff and Creative Commons and your own video footage and creating a really interesting new work. And we've shown this off to the artists that we borrowed the music from, and they were like blown away. They said they didn't even know this stuff was possible. So we're trying to spread the word of digital creativity. The kinds of things that you can do with some of these new digital tools are pretty astounding.
Does Our Media have a single, like, best of feed, a podcast or video? Was that a bad question? Because I think I just saw, like, a vein just, like, protrude 3 miles outside your forehead there.
We're working on that. Our functionality is not what it should be, because, you know what, I'm paying for the damn thing. And we need to get more corporate sponsors and foundation support and other individuals who are even thinking about adding, like, text advertising to the site, just because, you know what, it's great to do this all as an open source volunteer project, but, you know, money still spins the world's wheels, you know. Boy, that's a really bad thing, isn't it?
So you're looking for sponsorship. What kind of sponsors do you think would be ideal? I mean, generally speaking.
Any kind of company that has some kind of product in the digital media space. So if you've got software or hardware, you know, hello, Adobe and Apple and Intel and Microsoft and Yahoo, you know, just the usual kinds of suspects would be great collaborators. You know, the trouble is a lot of these kinds of companies are doing their own thing. So Yahoo's got their Flickr and Delicious, and, you know, and they're probably looking at some other video companies to buy right now. And we don't want to be bought. We just want to work with people to make the world a better place.
So that's your end goal. You want the world to be a better place through media.
No, we want to enhance digital creativity. We want to show people not only you can put up your video of your stupid cat, but you can also create a compelling, deep, moving kind of digital story about your background, your family, your friends, your community, and you could do it in a way that isn't just the usual kind of, you know, primetime entertainment, but there's a lot more beyond cable and mainstream media and radio and TV, but, you know, the kind of stuff that we're now going to be seeing coming out over the internet with IPTV, I think it's really exciting. Over the next few months, you're going to see like a tidal wave of this content that people, you know, it's not going to attract millions of people, but it's going to, you're going to have millions of these works that are attracting a small audience, and I think that is the next wave of media.
I'm curious, give me some stats. You've got Our Media, sounds pretty big. I mean, do you have a regular base of users that are actively uploading content? I mean, well, give me some numbers here. I mean, maybe a big sponsor is listening into the show right now, and they want to sink their teeth into ourmedia.org.
I don't know, you're a numbers guy, Chris, but I will give you numbers. We have about 1,200 works coming in every single day, 85,000 users, over 1 million visitors a month, about 10 million page views a month. So, you know, we got metrics coming up the wazoo. So, you know, the trouble is, since we started, there are like 97 other video hosting companies that have propped up after us. And, you know, some of them are pretty cool, but some of them are you know, they're not going to be around a year or two from now. We're aligned with the Internet Archive. We're here for the long term. you know, that video that you create of your family that you put up today is still going to be there a couple of generations from now. So that's a pretty interesting kind of proposition.
Well, thank you, JD.
It's good to be here with you always, Chris.
Always and forever.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code Chris1. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number 1 to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.